Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Sunday update for Sunday, July 25th, 2021. I am Michael Whitehouse, the guy who knows a guy. For those not familiar, the Sunday update is a slightly longer format, deeper dive into some concepts, whatever I feel like sharing. Of course, the rest of the week is a short, punchy, 2 to 5 minute burst of motivation to get you started and get you thinking on your day. So today I want to talk to you about something I've actually shared with a few clients this week. It's kind of been a common theme, and I feel like it might be of benefit to some of you. And that is getting started. I actually had a great interview with a fellow named Daniel Mangana, who is a coach among other things. He's a philanthropic, real estate investor, some really good stuff. I'm going to have that episode out pretty soon, so keep an eye out for that at guywhoknowsaguy.com/podcast or follow the Guy Who Knows a Guy podcast. So I spoke to Daniel Mangana, and he had a interesting concept of it's time to stop meditating, because there are people who will make vision boards year after year after year, and there are people who will meditate and try to find themselves and find their goals and take courses and take classes and prepare and prepare and prepare and prepare and prepare until they die, but never actually get started. Meanwhile, there are people who just start. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know basic things. They just start. In fact, Daniel's an example of that. When he first started his first business, he had no idea how he was supposed to organize it, and it ended up blown up. He made over $1 million, and the government took it all because he was doing it wrong and had people investing who he wasn't licensed to take investment, and they took it. So he turned around and started another business and made over $1 million. And that one also had a problem in that his partner stole all the money and ran off. And then he found another way to make money. He just kept going. It's the opposite of that analysis paralysis that many people have. He just kept going, and when he failed, he just went again. He didn't stop to think about it. He just did the next thing. And so with some clients, and I've experienced this myself as well, there's this infinite planning phase that you can get stuck in. Oh, I can't start yet because I don't have A. I can't start yet. I need to. Well, I need to this. I need to that. I need to this. And with someone who's not getting started, not taking clients yet, I'll often ask them, if someone were to show up at your door today, cash in their hand, ready to hire you to do what you can do, could you take their money? And what's amazing is when people say no, and I say, well, this is probably the problem. If you can't take their money and start giving them a service, stop marketing, stop branding, stop figuring out your avatar, fix that. Set up a PayPal account, set up a web portal, set up something so that if the fish wants to jump into the boat, you're not knocking them overboard. The core concept of business is provide something that somebody wants to give you money for. It's that simple. All the rest is details and applications. So you need to find a way to provide some kind of value that somebody wants to give you money for. And somebody may see your value before you see it. My first coaching clients were not people that I brought in because I had a program and an offer and an avatar and an email list or anything else. In fact, at the point when I got my first clients, my email list was suspended because my email list was an update of all the networking events in Southeast Connecticut. I think I was still emailing out about my podcast because I relaunched that. But most of my marketing activities were kind of suspended. I was doing a few things on Facebook, some live videos and whatnot, and I had people reach out to me. I wasn't selling coaching because I didn't know I was selling coaching. And I had people reach out to me and said, hey, can you coach me? I like what you said in that video. I think you can help me. How much would it be for you to coach me? And I picked up 2 clients before I opened the coaching business. And then, of course, I got formal and started using the what I call solution-oriented marketing sales strategy, which you can find in my How to Make Your First $1,000 as an Entrepreneur course. If you can't find that, by the way, email me, michael@guyknowstheguy.com. I sell it for like $5, but if you don't want to give me $5, I'll give it to you for free. So I started using that system. I signed up 10 clients in 10 weeks and was going great. And then I realized that my sales system was ahead of my ability to deliver. And I stopped. I stopped getting clients. I stopped bringing them in. So I started training. I started learning. I started making sure I had more to offer. And a few months went by, and suddenly I had all this to offer and all this experience and all this knowledge and all these tools and techniques and resources. And I was ready to sell something, but I wasn't doing it because I didn't think I was ready. I didn't think I was ready. And finally, I decided, all right, I know I don't have the group program yet. I don't have a course yet. I know this, I know that. I'm just going to start coaching people, and I'm going to start coaching them for whatever they can afford because I want to start helping people again. If I'm not coaching anyone, I'm not helping them. If I'm not coaching anyone, I'm not helping them. And that's what I'm here to do. I know the podcast is valuable. I know some of the other resources are valuable, but coaching is where I get the big wins, where I'm really able to help someone and really make a difference. And if I'm not doing that, I'm not helping the people I want to be helping. If you have something to offer the world, your job is to help people. If you're offering something that creates a positive change in people's lives, whatever you are, if you're a cook, if you're a coach, if you're a home builder, if you're a farmer, whatever, whatever it is you want to offer is going to make the world better, which means if you're not getting clients and if you're not making sales and you're not doing what you're supposed to do, you're not helping anyone. And for most people, it's not about money. Money is what allows them to be able to spend the time to do what they want to do. Money allows them to have the things they need to do what they want to do, but it's not about money. And that was my revelation. I said, I'm making money. I have income. I don't need my clients' money. Now, I do want them to pay. I don't like working with clients for free, and I've experimented with this a bit, and it has proven out the thing I already knew. When somebody's not paying, they're not invested and they're not engaged. Partly it's that they don't pay until they're engaged, and partly it's that they don't engage if they don't pay, for the most part. I've had two people that I offered to work with for free because I thought they were engaged in what they were doing, and they sort of wandered off and drifted away. Now, wandering off means I wasn't spending time with them, but it also means that I'm not able to help them. It means that I can't do much for them. And some of my energy, even if I'm not talking, I'm still thinking about them. I'm still concerned about them. I'm still thinking, I'm like, oh, you know what, help them. And it's not able to create as much engagement as I would hope. So, you know, getting some skin in the game, some payment is certainly valuable for the clients. It's more valuable for them, not just for me. And so I got started. And by getting started, a few things happened. I got momentum. I started learning from the clients what they needed. I started learning what the common factors were. And that allowed me to start to create a course, which I still haven't put together. I should do next Sunday. I might talk about control your schedule so it doesn't control you. Because I'm still working on that. There's a little bit of a long tail in my schedule. So when I fix things 3 weeks later, I get the improvement. Anyway, still working on that course. But I learned from them. A few things. I learned what they need so I can make a course. I learned what they have in common that I like working with and what type of people I want to work with. And from working with them, I've discovered some groups I might want to target to help that I hadn't thought of before because I got started. And the other thing that allowed me to get started was getting flexible on price. So for the longest time, I've been holding the line on price. I've been like, nope, I charge $500 a month for my coaching. That's what I charge. That's what I'm worth. And that's what they should pay. And I wasn't finding the people who could pay it. So I changed it to pay me what you can afford. So the negotiation goes exactly like this. I say my regular rate is $500 a month. From what we discussed in the free coaching session, I can tell you probably can't afford that. And I understand that. So you're going to give me the number that you can afford, and I'm going to say yes to it. And then as your business grows, when you are comfortable, entirely your choice, you are going to ratchet that up until we get to the regular rate, because I am going to help increase what you make so you become comfortable, so that you're happy to pay $500 a month because I helped you make 10 times that or whatever. But that's what I do. So it's ultimate risk reversal. It's ultimate risk reversal because the client is paying me what they feel they can afford, and my job, if I'm working with entrepreneurs, is to help them make more money. So it really is actually good business. At first, I thought it was not really charity, but I was thinking it's more of like a training, you know, to get started, get warmed up, get some momentum, get moving. And then I realized, wait, this is actually a fantastic business model, because I should be able to help them start bringing in some money in weeks, because they often have something. They've got something ready to go, but they're missing one thing. They need help with one thing to get started, two things to get started. And in many cases, it's just starting. It's just turning the key and putting it into gear. You know, if they're driving, it would be get into the car and adjust the mirror and adjust the seat and adjust the wheel and adjust the mirror again and turn the car on and then turn the radio on and sync up the phone and, you know, check the windows, get them quite right, turn on the climate control, adjust the seat again, adjust the mirror again, maybe adjust the wheel again. Put it in gear and start driving. Just go. And that is often what I can help people with, is just to get started. Just to get started. And we don't realize when we're stuck in this holding pattern. We think we have things we need to do. We think we need to prepare more. We think there's more we have to do. And we don't realize we could just start. There's something in the entrepreneurial, in the venture funding world, called MVP, minimum viable product. If you're a coach and you have something to offer and something to teach, and you're not quite sure how to package it or how to price it or how to do whatever, pick a number you think seems right for the market and then offer the pay what you can model and figure out what people can pay, especially if you're working with entrepreneurs and you can help ramp them up. You know, just get started. Work with someone for $100 a month. Work with someone for $500 or whatever, you know, whatever they're willing to do, because that will get you the momentum. It'll get you testimonials. It'll get you feedback. It'll get you experience. And you may then discover, once you start, that the people you thought you wanted to work with, you don't. The people you thought wanted to work with, you don't. But you'll discover this whole other area. You'll discover this totally different group of people. I talked to one coach who still intends to, work with parents of special needs kids, and is suddenly doing stress relief workshops or stress relief coaching for corporate people, for companies, as an employee benefit, you know, keeping their employees good. You know, it's the same coaching tools to work with those people. This is not the audience she wants to work with. She's not promoting it. She's not advertising. It's not on a website. It's just what she keeps getting referred for, and it keeps bringing in the money. So she does it. But it happens because she got out there and started doing something, started engaging, started building. And that's what you need to do, is just get started. If you have enough to just get started with something, anything, even if it's basic one-to-one coaching, then do it. Get started. You will start to learn amazing things about your clients, yourself, the world, your business, and everything else. You learn nothing at the drawing board. Nothing. So just get going. You can listen to podcasts all day. You can listen to my podcast all day. But if you don't get started, it's never going to happen. So get going. This is my homework for you. This is our mini coaching session. My homework for you is, if you are holding back from something, if there's something you haven't pulled the trigger on this week, start something. If you have a program, if you have a business you're thinking about, but you have zero clients, but you're capable of taking one on, find a way to take one on, even if they're paying you $10 a month. Just get the ball rolling, get some activity, get some action. Motion creates emotion. Get it going, and you're going to be amazed how that goes. I would love to connect with you and hear how that goes. You can email me, michael@guyknowsaguy.com. Just email me your feedback. If you want me to actually work with you, you can do a free coaching session at michaelwhitehouse.coach, so we can do a session. I can, you know, see if I can help you and maybe get you a little unstuck, if that's what you need. You know, if that's all you need, you just need to get unstuck and then you're on your way, go to michaelwhitehouse.coach and we'll do one session. I'll get you unstuck and kick you on the street. If you don't want to work more together, we absolutely can, but there's not going to be any, you know, hard sales pitch. I'm going to try to help you. That's what I'm here to do. That's why I do the podcast. That's why I do the coaching. That's why I do everything, is to help people. So if I can help you, go to michaelwhitehouse.coach, sign up for something. If you have not subscribed to the Morning Motivation Podcast, please do so. Wherever fine podcasts are sold. Also, subscribe to the Guy Who Knows a Guy podcast. We have some amazing episodes, interviews we've done, and some fantastic ones coming up. They're already recorded, just haven't sent them out yet. So definitely sign up for that if you have not. And you can sign up to get this one in your email at morningmotivation.fun. And if you sign up there, you'll also be signing up for notifications for other podcasts. So check that out as well. I am Michael Whitehouse, the guy who knows a guy. You are going to do something this week that will be awesome. And I will see you tomorrow. I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with the push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.